The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries with the prayer that you may realize our American system in its original form was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally and accept the responsibility He's given you to preserve that system. Was the American Revolution a rebellion, as it's often called nowadays? Was George Washington, Sam Adams, and Thomas Jefferson just rebels wanting to overthrow the authority of the English crown in the American colonies? Or were they establishing godly authority by declaring, quote, "These colonies are and of right ought to be free and independent states"? Why is the Declaration of Independence almost never referred to in our courts today? Actually, understanding one simple principle, which our founding fathers understood, would answer all these questions. It is the principle of interposition. You may be asking, what on earth does interposition mean? Well, I'm glad you ask. Noah Webster, in his first American dictionary, defined interposition as being the act of, quote, "placing or coming between, intervention," end quote. Then he added this comment to illustrate what he meant. Quote, "The interposition of the moon between the earth and the sun occasions a solar eclipse," end quote. So how does the principle of interposition work in government? All civil authority flows out of God, as Romans 13:1 says, quote, "There is no authority except from God." Government rulers have authority only because God has allowed them that authority. God first deposits this governmental authority in the people at large. The people, by their choice or election, delegate to certain individuals the right to exercise certain powers over them so that bad individuals may be controlled from taking away the rights of good people. Thus, you have a flow of authority from the throne of God to the common people of a nation who entrust certain specific powers to government servants for the purpose of maintaining order in a society. God first gave this system of government to the Jews through Moses, as recorded in Deuteronomy 1. However, when any government ruler steps out from under the flow of God-given authority and takes to himself more authority than the people have granted him, then the principle of interposition is needed to correct his unlawful actions. In other words, someone is needed to step in between the unlawful government servant and the people, someone who will operate in only the authority God says is right for them to exercise. Esther is a good biblical example of this principle of interposition. When Haman, the wicked servant of King Xerxes, deceived the king into allowing him to destroy all the Jews, Esther, the queen, appealed to the king to stop Haman's actions. Her interposition saved the Jewish nation. America's founders were doing the very same thing. King George III had stepped out from the flow of God's authority and had misused his authority as God's government servant. He actually canceled all the governments in the colonies of America so that we actually had no say in what laws were forced onto us. Because of this, our founders appealed to the rightful colonial government servants to interposition themselves between the king and the American people. After every appeal to the king had gone unheeded, the people's representatives finally, on July 2, 1776, voted to establish their own government directly under God's authority. This was done by writing and approving our Declaration of Independence. So you see, our American Revolution was reestablishing God-given authority in government, not rebelling against it. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries, including our Christian history tours, by visiting www.heritageministriesky.net. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.